Wobby, what's going on?
Nothing.
V-Rod, that's awesome.
This is fun.
We are separated by silver screen television and Vikings fan immortality right now.
Yeah.
Who is to your right and my left, Wobbskull?
It's Josh Duhamel.
Yes.
Let's get Perch Covenant Clash for Josh Duhamel joining us, ladies and gentlemen.
I think I see Zimmer down there clapping. No, no. He was telling the guys what to do.
It's Vikings fan Josh Duhamel.
Yeah, Vikings fan Josh Duhamel, for sure. What brings you to Winter Park today, Mr. Duhamel?
Well, I'm here to, just see this team play. I haven't been to an actual practice since 1992, so I figured it was a good time to come out. Doing a little stuff for the Vikings media, Vikings, the app, all the stuff that they're doing.
The Vikings Entertainment Network.
Entertainment Network.
Yeah.
And it's, my friend Brian Harper brought me out here, so here I am. And I have a lake cabin not too far from here, so I'm going to hit that up afterwards.
On what lake? Oh, you don't want to say it.
It's up northwest somewhere. Yeah. Okay. I forget the name.
Now, you said you haven't been to a practice since 1992, but you were participating in practice.
I was participating at that point.
You weren't watching.
That was for the Minas State University Beavers.
That's right. You were a quarterback.
I was.
And why'd you stop playing?
Well, I thought that I was going to go pro, but then I realized I wasn't nearly good enough.
So you went from big time college football player to were you a fashion model? Was that like what you did early in your career, Josh?
This is a good opportunity for me to squash that myth.
So you're saying Wikipedia is negative?
Well, no, I did do that for a little bit, but yeah. I really sucked at it. I couldn't get any work.
Well, how can one suck at that? You got to be good looking and wear clothes.
Trust me, it's harder to do than what I'm doing now, because you try sitting there like striking a pose and looking cool. It just didn't work. I could never make it work. So therefore, I never got any work, and it was a very short stint as a male model.
Courtesy of the Vikings Entertainment Network, you took in a majority of organized team activities today in the business we call it practice.
Yes,
you being number one bona fide Vikings rube. What stood out to you today? What did you love about your favorite squad?
What I really loved was watching these guys throw the ball downfield. I don't know if you're watching it all, but Teddy's chucking it deep.
Yes.
And hitting.
Yes.
And it's good to see, because I think that's one thing that was missing from the offense last year is that deep threat. And you can tell that they're making a concerted effort to throw the ball downfield a little bit more. And I thought that was refreshing to see.
Wobbskull,
would you like to see an offense that can do that paired with an offense that has Adrian Peterson?
Absolutely. I mean, I think this team is on the verge anyway. And, whether we throw the ball downfield or not, I think they're going to be really good. I think that Zimmer's got these guys marching in step. From what I hear, this is a great locker room. These guys are a really high character group, which is great. And, I think that we have a chance to make a lot of noise this year.
Do you identify more with new school 1998 three deep Vikings fan, where we score 30 points a game and we have Moss and Carter and Dante or Randall? Or are you more of the, no, we're old school, late 60s, early 70s, purple people eaters, Bud Grant, stingy defense guy?
I like a team that's rooted in defense. Okay. I think that is the kind of, last year was a perfect example. The Broncos had a team that just stuffed the Panthers, and I think that's really what I love about Zimmer is this team is defense first. And, on top of that, we have a great offense, a lot of offensive weapons. And I think Teddy is steady. I think that he is a really talented kid that is going to be a lot better than anybody expects.
It's kind of cool for you to come out here and watch practice like this, because – you're a fan of the game and of the team, and you watch on Sundays and all that, but there's so much work that goes on behind the scenes
man.
So you're getting to see it. It's kind of like when people go to movies and watch a two-hour movie. Think about how long it took you and your crew to produce film and make that movie. It's kind of a similar situation.
It is, but a movie set is far more boring than this.
Is it really?
Oh my God.
What movie.
It's like watching paint dry, because, it's one setup after another, and you're literally there all day or several days sometimes to shoot a scene that's going to last 15, 20 seconds in a movie.
Yeah. So if Teddy or Adrian wanted to come watch you film a movie, you'd say, let's not
they
do
would
that.
They would be bored after 12 seconds.
Let's go to the Santa Monica Pier afterwards.
Well, it depends what the supporting cast is like.
Yeah, it depends on who's there.
Yeah. Now, Josh, the 2016 Minnesota Vikings, do you think this season is going to be more all my children-like, more Transformers-like, maybe Vegas-like, or funky like the Black Eyed Peas? Like, what do you think this season's going to be like?
Well, I'm hoping that it's a combination of Transformers and the Black Eyed Peas because they won. Not that Vegas didn't.
Yeah.
And all my children didn't, but, you know, those are a little more low-key than what I think this team
is. Well, All My Children, soap opera, is full of drama.
Yeah.
We don't want a season full of drama.
No.
We don't want drama.
We don't want Zimmer to have to do a soap opera stare after, like, a press conference. Because being part of All My Children, do you have to master the patented soap opera stare into a commercial break?
What they call it is smell the fart. So imagine if you smell the fart, that's the look that you give. So you got to give this, you know, like this look of confusion or intensity that, you know, is very similar to something you do when you're smelling a fart.
Well, speaking of flatulence, since you brought it up, and if this is erroneous, I apologize. I got it off Wikipedia. You in 2011 won the Best Actor for the Arm Fart Hall of Fame.
I did.
What is that?
Well, it's something that. It sits proudly on my trophy mantle at home next to Ferg's 8 Grammys and however many AMAs. I have my Nickelodeon Arm Fart Award.
Yeah. That's a Nickelodeon Award?
Oh, yeah, yes. And it still sits there, believe me. It's falling apart. They're pretty cheap, actually. It's not like a Grammy that's made of gold. Mine's like made of paper mache.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you call her Stacy, right?
No, I call her Fergs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, seriously, how many accolades through the Black Eyed Peas are like throughout your house? I mean, that was an unbelievably popular band.
They did a lot.
Yeah.
They did a lot, and there's a lot of hardware to show for it. And hopefully someday they'll get to do it again.
Did you ever get up on stage and like dance or do anything when they were performing?
I think I went out there with her one time. She tried to get me to go do it a lot, but I was terrified.
Why?
You know, walking out in front of an audience of 70,000 people.
Terrified
the crap out
of
me.
So it's the live aspect of it that you don't like?
It's just, I don't know how she does it. She just started doing some shows again after several years of taking time off with the baby and everything else. And she went out there and just crushed it right off the bat.
How is your baby boy?
He is fantastic. He's with me now. He's not on location right now. He's with my buddy out in Stillwater. But
sweet.
I like to take him with me to as much stuff as I can. And he'd rather go swimming and go to the park than come here.
I would imagine that, you know, as he gets older, you'll expose him to a lot of different things. Theater, singing, sports.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's going to do everything, right?
I'm going to do everything I can to make sure he's a strong Vikings fan. I'm thinking about taking him to a Twins game tonight.
Yeah, that might be child abuse the way they're playing.
I haven't seen the new stadium, so I'm dying to see it.
New stadium. The ballpark's fantastic.
Yeah.
Food's fantastic. Squad needs to get hot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only way to look at it.
They do. They started out a little bit slow, but you know what? It's still early. They're only, 18 games out?
Might be 24 and a half in the division. But anyway, this is big-time actor Josh Duhamel, 43 years of age, from Minot, North Dakota.
You know, you're the only one that calls me big-time actor Josh Duhamel. I love it. That's why I love you so much.
Brian does. Brian does, too.
Well, yeah.
That's because he's a friend of mine.
Well,
it's not because
we respect you. And
well, I appreciate that.
Big-time is, you know, beauty is in the eye of the cliched beholder.
Right.
And to us, I mean, seriously, we as Vikings fans would prefer to have you sitting in that chair over Russell Crowe.
You know who else is a big Vikings fan?
Who?
It's Nick Swardson.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's on the fan frequently.
I mean, I saw him recently. He's a good buddy of mine, and
he's funny as bleep.
Oh, he is funny. We're actually developing a movie right now that I really want him to do, but he's as diehard as they come. He'll go and sit by himself at Barney's Beanery in L.A. and after that Seattle loss last year, he literally went outside and he said he cried.
Oh.
He cried.
Well, you should have seen Wobby. He was in the fetal position as the kick went to the left.
I was curled up in the fetal position.
It was rough. Uh-huh. The shuffling of snow boots walking out of that stadium was hard to take.
You were there, right?
I was there, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? I left with more of an optimistic point of view. I mean, I feel like we won that football game. We just didn't win it on the scoreboard. I felt like we won it. I mean, we should have scored a couple touchdowns in the red zone, but that team played hard. You know, a couple little mistakes and
let it out, Josh.
It was tough, but you know what? I feel like it was more of a I see it as an optimistic thing because this team's going to come back even hungrier.
See, we have kind of excommunicated ourselves from that game losing kick, the walk-off loser, because it was just, I mean, when you're right next to it as much as we are, it was unbelievably emotional in that locker room after the game and subsequently the week after, because you're just not supposed to lose that way.
No, and we should have, I think we would have gone on and beat the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I really do. I think we would have beat them and we would have gone to the NFC Championship. And who knows what would have happened there. But you know what? This team is on the rise and it's fun to watch.
What are you working on anything now?
About to start Transformers this week. As soon as I leave here, I'm here this week and then Monday.
Transformers The Last Night?
Yes.
That's what it's called, right?
Yep. I shot one day of it last week, or 2 weeks ago out in the El Mirage flat lake bed. And then we start up, like the real stuff starts up next week.
How long will it take you to do that?
We go until the end of October. So I'll be in Phoenix, then I'll be in Detroit, and then we go to the UK, Iceland, and then the UK for like almost 3 months.
And then, like, is it you know, people work in their office Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. What is it for you guys? What are the days and hours?
It's intense. I mean, a Michael Bay set is unlike anything I've ever been on. And I've done, you know, I did the first three, and then I didn't do the last one. And during that time, I went off, and I've done a bunch of really cool little indie movies that I just loved. But that is so much different than shooting a movie like this. He's got every gadget. He's got all the newest stuff. He's got helicopters and F-16s, and he's got Ospreys flying. You know, it's incredible to see, because all my stuff is usually with the military. So we have access from the DOD that allows us to do things that nobody else can do.
Yeah.
And it's I'm almost like a fly on the wall in a lot of instances, because, you know, I'm really just a tiny cog in a giant machine on these movies, but you learn so much, and to watch Michael Bay work is pretty impressive.
You hear that in your headphones?
Yeah.
The winds of change.
Yes, they have.
From a division champion, from heartbreak to Houston, site of Super Bowl 51.
That's right.
These are the winds of change in Eden Prairie right now.
I thought that was just the Northwest Chinook.
Yeah.
No,
it's not a Chinook.
No, it's not a Chinook. That's winter time.
We're not in a Chinook Pass. It's not a Calcutta Clipper, and I'm not Denny Green. Josh Demel's on the 9 to noon radio show. A couple of quickies to close. Do you have a favorite player with the Minnesota Vikings? Like anybody, when you watch the games, you're like, whoa.
Well,
or you got a bunch of them?
I got a lot of. I love watching a lot of these guys play. The last couple times I've been here, I've met Greenway, and he is one of the coolest dudes you can meet.
Yeah.
Greenway is just an awesome dude. You know, Thielen is from not far from where my dad lives.
Yep, Detroit Lakes.
Yeah, I'm really, really liking Teddy. I like Teddy a lot.
You've had to come around a little bit on him, haven't you?
Well, I wasn't sure at first, because it could have been him or Carr.
Yeah.
Carr looks like he could have been a good pick, too. But Teddy, to me, I just like his demeanor, and I like his mobility. I think that he's a good leader, and you know, I think that he can do it.
The Skull?
What is one part of our team that needs to transform just a little bit to take us to the next level? Get real specific, please.
Well, I think we need to throw the ball downfield a little bit more.
Correct.
You know, I think that's one thing. I think that Treadwell is going to bring that. He's not a burner, but at least he will open up the middle of the field, maybe take away some of, or make them really respect the short ball.
Yep.
And, you know, throw the ball downfield more. I think that's the biggest thing. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think that has something to do with it, creating some more turnovers maybe in different type spots.
Score in the red zone. We really got to do that.
Offense in the red zone needs to improve a little bit, finding room for Jerick McKinnon to play more.
I'd like to protect the passer.
That's the A topic. Wobby hit the A topic.
Well, I saw a load hole out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Well, we have like 100 offensive linemen on this team right now. The competition is real. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hey, you know from, I would imagine you know from your travels working as an actor, that frequently athletes want to be rappers, singers, or actors, and actors, rappers, or singers want to be athletes, like pro athletes. So when you meet a fair amount of these Minnesota Vikings or pro athletes or whatever, do they get starstruck with you the way you get starstruck with them?
No, they don't have a clue who I am out there.
What do you mean?
I did get to meet Teddy, though. Teddy, I think, knew who I was. Teddy looked at me, and he came over, and he said hello. I was like, oh, hey, Teddy.
You know how some athletes, like, act as their own agents, you know?
They do?
Yeah, sometimes I do.
Yeah.
You should not do that for yourself. You are underselling yourself. Yeah, I know. Way too much.
Thank you. You know, this is a great segue.
What?
Because I got a baseball movie coming out this summer.
Hell yeah. Angels in the Outfield?
No. Do you remember Bill Spaceman Lee?
Yes. Red Sox pitcher.
Yeah, and then he went to the Expos.
He was goofy as bleep.
Yeah, he was, but he was a brilliant dude also.
Yeah.
But he was his own agent.
Didn't he write a book?
He wrote a couple books.
Statistical book or something?
I don't know about that.
Space, yeah.
Have Glove, Will Travel was one of them.
Something like that.
The other one was The Wrong Stuff.
Yeah.
And it's based on his life after he was sort of blackballed from baseball.
Yes.
And what he did, because he was kind of in the prime of his career when he got blackballed. And, you know, he had to kind of reinvent himself, and it's a
so
really,
you're playing him?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
See, you're 43, I'm 50, so we can remember back when Bill, when Lee pitched, that was also the time, remember Mark the Bird Fidrich for the Detroit Tigers?
I don't remember.
He had a very short run. He was from Massachusetts, goofy as bleep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you Google that, and then it will remind you of some things that that you're studying right now. You watching? I know you're a big-time sports fan. You watching these NBA finals at all?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm all into it.
How bad is this? Cleveland is garbage.
It's like the varsity versus JV, isn't it?
I know. It's unbelievable.
I was just talking to Henry Thomas down there about this. He's a big sports fan. And I was, you know, it's funny because OKC came out and played like champions against them. They played tough. They played intense. And
yep.
in that series, you didn't know if they were going to win. I don't think there's any question Golden State's going to probably sweep this series. Lose. I predicted the Warriors would win five, and I predict that they would that the Cavs would probably win Game Four because there'd be some letdown and they got to win one game.
Here's the problem: if the Cavs somehow tap into everything they have. And
still
win,
not going to be enough.
And win two in a row.
Yeah.
And even it up. It's a three-game series, and two of them are at Golden State. They still have no shot.
They're not going to win two
Excellent point, Wapskall.
I mean, so.
They're not going to win two games in Cleveland.
Josh is such a big basketball fan, and I've never mentioned this to him, that when the Timberwolves went to the Western Conference Finals, they beat Denver, they beat Sacramento, and then they lost to the L.A. Kings when Sam Cassell and Sprewell were on the team.
L.A. Lakers?
L.A. Lakers, thank you. And
Kings are a hockey team.
I got so excited during that series that I actually bought tickets from the Timberwolves, even though I had a media pass, to sit in, like, the fifth row across from the visitor's bench.
Mm-hmm.
You were, like, two rows in front of me for one of these games.
I was down on the floor for that game, I think. My dad. My dad was there.
Right?
I remember Kevin Garnett came over and got us all – he, like, landed on us and got us all sweaty.
Yeah.
Spilled my
beer.
And
then he asked you for your autograph.
No.
See, but
– again, he had no clue who I was.
Were you there for Game 7 of the – the round before the conference finals, the semifinals, when they beat Sacramento?
No.
Well, that wasn't the game?
I wasn't at
it was
game.
An L.A. Lakers Western Conference Finals game. Because I remember seeing you at a game.
Yeah.
I asked you for your autograph, and you shut me out.
So then I had to go say,
hey, Jimmy Jam Harris, can I have your autograph? Josh just shut me out.
I would never do that to you, PA. But I do remember it was against the Lakers, and it was down on the floor.
You being basketball guy living in Los Angeles, do you go to Lakers or Clippers games?
I tend to be more of a Lakers fan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Clippers are obviously a little bit more exciting right now.
Yeah.
But I've been a Lakers fan since I was a kid.
Right.
And, you know, Showtime was one of the greatest teams ever. And,
unbelievable.
But I got to say, this Warriors team is as exciting of a basketball team as I've ever seen.
You coming to any Vikings road games this year? When we had you in the booth at Denver.
Denver.
Not only was the game unbelievably cool.
We should have won it.
It was great having you there, man. And you got to the – see, that was one of the cooler booths
in the NFL. It was a good luck tournament.
I know
game.
You were. That's why I want you to come to all the road games.
Okay.
But not all booths are like that, because with this one, the fans were right next to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, you know, if the Vikings do something well, you get a lot of Vikings fans giving you high fives and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to come to some of these games.
There was
man.
A lot of Vikings representation at that game.
Big time. Thank you, Josh.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good seeing you, main man. Josh Demel, All My
Bye.
Children.
Bye, V-Rod.
Transformers, and the whole lot. Big-time Vikings fan. Are you throwing the ball after practice?
I hope so.
You better get down there now.
You and I go throw a little – I haven't thrown for a while.
My chin's 3 and 4 flap in the wind too much that it affects my 9 route.
We'll put on a little scarf. We'll tie him up with a little scarf.
Okay, thank you, Josh.
All right.
Josh Demel, 9 to noon. Be right back.